Hello, this is Irina Marianchik. My intention today is to help you create more freedom in your life by transforming the quality of your relationship. The information you will hear during today's interview will help you strengthen loving connections in your life and eliminate fearful and unhealthy ones. Today's topic is on holy relationships, a new way of relating to people. This type of relationship is not based on demands, attachments, judgments, or physical and mental bonds. It's based on love and total acceptance. My guest today is Robert Wood. Robert is a spiritual teacher and intuitive. He has been an expert in spirituality for 25 years. He has traveled throughout the United States, giving workshops on meditation, spirituality, and prosperity. He has taught classes in A Course in Miracles for 25 years and was the director of Miracle Center in Colorado for 8 years. Robert specializes in palmistry as well as aura and precious gemstone readings. He regularly participates in national spiritual expos such as New Life, Mind, Body, and Soul, and Conscious Living. Robert has published 2 books called On the Path and No Lost Relationships. Welcome, Robert, and thank you for joining us today. Could you please tell us? Hello, how are you, Robert?
Glad to be here with you.
I'm so glad you joined us today. So could you please tell us about yourself and your personal story and what motivated you to do the work that you do?
Yes, glad to. Well, I'm happy to be here with you. And my personal story is one like a lot of people. I grew up in a Midwest American young boy, getting married at a very young age, and like a lot of young people today get married early because they think they're falling in love, and in falling in love, they think that they're going to have the American dream of happily living forever in marriage and then having children and having a good life and living happily ever. Well, it started out that getting married very quickly and not having much skill about relationship caused me to quickly get into a divorce and separated, and finding myself very unhappy in that relationship, or kind of not even really knowing that I was in love or what love was, just kind of following the path that this is what you're supposed to do. And then after that, I got involved in working hard in real estate, and once again wanting to love, I fell in love again with a woman, and she had 4 kids, and we were very attracted to each other and fell in love and got involved, and she worked for me in my real estate business. And then that relationship broke up, and she left me because I was working too hard, trying to make money and provide. And when she left me, I felt very sad, cried for months, actually. Many people may have experienced heartache like that, and that heartache caused me to find my spiritual self. I asked my spirit to help me, and because I was very depressed and sad, and I awoke into an awareness of my spiritual soul self. That spiritual awakening changed my life dramatically, and after that awakening also, I realized that I didn't have a lot of pain or loss about that relationship. I felt very much in love with myself and at peace. And that was kind of a shock transformation or quickening that happened for me. And then I started on my spiritual path by studying at Unity Village. It's the world headquarters for the Unity Movement, and became a licensed minister. Got involved in the Unity School of Christianity and studied there for years, and then traveled down to Florida, where I started teaching The Course in Miracles. The minister gave me the book, and I started teaching the class. That's a wonderful course, and I recommend everybody that I work with participates in that material in some way. And that material speaks a lot about relationships. But still, as a young man in my 30s, I had some internal difficulties about relationships, and I wanted to love and be loved, so I would have a lot of engagements with women, and many times they were romantic and loving. That's the first part of a natural attraction to somebody. You get attracted to a part of them, their looks or their personality or their interests in life, and that attraction starts a bonding or a connection. But then as that bond and connection seems to be strong at first, sometimes it changes or wears off, and I found myself many times in life being very attracted to a woman, or she was very attracted to me, and then that energy changed, and we became disconnected or dissatisfied with each other. I think you can relate to that, where relationships start off very special and romantic and passionate, and then after a few weeks or months, or maybe it might even last, a good honeymoon could last for 6 months or so, then the relationship changes. And that change of relationship, what I put in my material, is a call for healing and to heal some of the dysfunctional parts of yourself. So I had several of those relationships throughout my 30s. And because I was kind of also a little bit shy and insecure, I was looking for love in all the wrong ways. And then I started to have more and more spiritual awakenings and looking at what was wrong in relationships. And one thing I feel really good about myself and my own spirit is that I learned a lot of things about relationships through the encounters that I had of what worked and didn't work. And that became a real strong interest, because I did not want to hurt myself or even hurt women in partnership. And so I wrote my book and been teaching and counseling about relationships for many, many years. And as I grew more and more in relationships, I learned techniques and skills that I put in my book for people to spiritualize their relationship. And that's, I think, an important distinction that we teach in the book, is the difference between a spiritual relationship and a romantic, exotic, or special relationship.
Yes, yes, thank you. And this is an amazing book. And I think everybody who has problems with relationships or any kind of difficulties they need to, this book would be really beneficial for them to read. So in your book, you talk about the dream lover belief or notion. Could you please explain why this doesn't work? And many of us, I'm sure, can relate to this. Many of us are taught that there will be a beautiful partner who comes in into your life, and this partner will be the one and your soulmate. So do you think the soulmate, what is the soulmate, and how the dream lover belief is dysfunctional, I believe?
Well, in our society, we are a commercialistic society, and we are a free society, and we explore, as a society, many things. And one of the things that is sold in America is the idea of the soulmate or the dream lover or the perfect love partner, that when you find this person, that then somehow magically they turn into life ever happy, always perfect, and that you're in love and everything works out wonderfully. You know, even the stories that little girls are growing up with, Cinderella, finding Prince Charming, Snow White, all these types of stories, plus the idea that if you find someone else, that person then can cause you to be happy and in love, that the person outside of you and your attraction to them is the cause of your sense of being loved. And when you fall in love like that, and it happens to most everyone, good 85% of people majorly fall in this type of fantasy love, and this is what we call the special love, that that type of love is an illusion. It is a mistake that the other person is the cause, or somehow if they are like you in many ways, you experience love. And obviously it doesn't last too long, and the illusion of the love soon quickly turns into a more deeper reflection, or it draws out of you some of the parts of your own mind, being, and emotions that are really not okay with yourself. This is what we put in our material, is our lower mind and our fear-based mind that causes us to feel not loved. And that the other person, even though we hope that they would save us from our own mind that doesn't love itself, and by the way, that mind is developed from other lives, and then in our childhood, that mind gets reinforced from our parents and our siblings and other people, that we're not lovable. But the dream lover is somebody that is supposed to rescue us from our own mind, and it always fails because someone else cannot fix our own mind. We have to learn to heal and correct our own mind. So the dream lover doesn't fail, and many of the relationships that I tried to be a wonderful, loving person and seduce and please and make the woman feel wonderful, I shortly realized after a period of time she would turn around. As a spiritual person, many people would put me on a pedestal, and then shortly after that, I would fall off that pedestal, and they would find a lot of fault with me, or they would be emotionally unhappy, and I couldn't heal them. So even my own personal experience has been relationships that go from very romantic, passionate, loving energy into hate energy, which is a strong word, or dissatisfied energy with each other, or emotional dysfunctionality that destroys the relationship. But this is kind of natural, and the soulmate partnership is an illusion too, because many times what you are attracted to as a soulmate can be the most difficult relationship possible, because the soulmate from previous lives, a soulmate is somebody that you recognize from a previous life, you and them still have a lot of issues to work out. So the attraction toward the soulmate, unfortunately, can be a more difficult relationship because you still have previous problems from previous lives that you haven't really worked through. And so this is why we see the divorce rate today in couples getting together at 72%, because people do not know how to heal themselves or their lower mind.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for saying this. And I certainly can relate to that personally. And I have a lot of clients during the past life regression therapy. They discover these relationships, and they can connect these past dysfunctional relationships to their current life. These people from the past life are here with them, and they repeat exactly the same mistakes. They attract exactly the same dysfunctional types of relationships for the purpose of resolution. And that's what I'm personally working with my clients. So what would you say would be an alternative or solution to these dysfunctional relationships where people really, they want to be with each other, but they do not know how? They drain their energy, they're not happy, but they're still living together. What would you say to someone like this?
Well, obviously, we want them to read our book, and we want them to take our workshops that we have and then start the process of learning to grow into a spiritual partnership and what that really means. Now, I want to say that it's normal and natural for you to have attractions to someone, and if it's very strong, you're on a course to get involved and work through things and work through them healthy or not healthy in good spiritual methods that causes more healing and coming together, or ways that through mistakes you make may cause more of breaking up or dysfunction. This is all very natural and should not be, my point would be to criticize yourself. And if you're in a or have been in a very strong attraction relationship, and it's turned into dysfunctional and difficulties and disappointments. These are called the D's. Then it's time to seek some real help and make a connection with your spiritual self for guidance and seek out sources through counseling, through books, through my courses that can help change the fear-based mind into a higher God mind. And when you know how to work on yourself, not your partner, and you know how to heal your inner thoughts, then through the techniques we teach, then the healing occurs, and then the partnership turns into more acceptance, into more a co-creating and keeping agreements with each other to find that deep inner peace and a longer, stronger connection. But if you don't have that happen, this is why we call the book a no-loss relationship. You're still learning a lot in any relationship that you're in. Even if you're learning what does not work, you're still in participating in a relationship that's causing you to make some personal growth.
Yes, yes. Robert, so what would be possible for people who are in the dysfunctional relationship right now? What's possible when they start applying the techniques that you teach in your workshops and what you described in your book? What would be possible in their life? Can you paint the picture?
Well, one of the things that happens one of the things that happens in any partnership that is turned into the hate relationship or the lower mind fear relationship is people try to communicate or try to change the other person, or even maybe sometimes want to change themselves, but they're going about it in a way that causes more separation, or the communication or the understanding turns into more and more fighting. And so what I recommend as you work with my material, you learn techniques that communication becomes a more of a listening, a more of a turning inward to work on yourself, not to try to change the other person, or the communication becomes more and more argumentative, attacking and defending. And then through these types of communications that most people experience, even lots of young people today, get into lots of fighting, and this damages and destroys the partnership. Anytime communication becomes destructive, it tears the bonds of true love apart, and this is why so many people are going through divorce, is because their communication methods don't really listen, don't take the time to work on themselves, and it doesn't really cause the relationship to heal the wounded part that every person carries inside themselves.
Yes, this is very true. And I can say when you start working on yourself, I can give an example of a couple of my clients who try to resolve their relationships. They work on themselves. They heal their past life with that person. And suddenly, that person is calling them or texting them, and they heal the relationships without even doing anything physically, without calling them directly. So these people feel somehow that they are part of this work, and they call the person. So it's a very interesting aspect to understand that people need to start working on themselves instead of start fixing other person.
Yes, it's a standard mistake that we make that says you're the cause of my problem, or you're the cause that makes me feel loved or good. And if you say or emotionally act a certain way, that then I feel loved, versus taking responsibility for yourself. This is probably the number one rule I have, is work on yourself, not the other person, and that you can change how you think and feel, and if you change yourself, you feel and think differently versus expecting the other person to be a certain way And in all differences that people have, the differences become what we try to change. Instead of trying to change the differences of other people, we have to learn to change ourselves into more peaceful, accepting beings.
Yes, and this is certainly more difficult. It's so much easier to blame someone than to start looking at your own actions.
When you really hurt and you hurt inside, then you project that hurt onto the other person, hoping that they will take that pain away, and it never works.
Correct. And we all know that, that it doesn't work because we had that experience.
So in our workshops, we teach forgiveness, and in the forgiveness workshop phase, we show people and the partner helps support taking the pain and the difficulty to spirit. And then spirit itself, as you remember, I said that when I had a lot of pain over the loss of the woman that I was strongly attracted to before my wake-up time, that pain I felt, spirit took it away. And when spirit takes away your pain for you and you can experience this, that's a miracle. And this is where a relationship becomes spiritual versus looking to your partner to do something that they can't really do.
Right.
And this is the spiritual path that says go within, and that the kingdom of God and spirit is within, not directed outside.
Since you brought up the workshop topic, I know that you live in Colorado, and sometimes you come to New York, to New Jersey area. Are you planning to visit us sometime this year in 2017?
Yes, we're doing a workshop and in New York City, and you can see the details and the information on our website. The date is September 30th, is that right?
I believe it's 30th, yeah.
Yes, September the 30th. And you can get all the details on the website, and if you have any questions about the workshop, we would want you to call us personally, and we can explain it to you, and love to see you attend.
Wonderful, wonderful. How can people
get in? Of course,
get
my book, and get my book, and start reading it, and this will also give you a lot to start into transforming your relationship from a lower fear-based relationship into a higher spiritual connection.
Great. Wonderful. Robert, how people can get in touch with you if they want to be on your mailing list or if they want to sign up for a workshop?
Yes, go to my website, www.spiritaura.com. Give me a call at 303-570-0840. I can talk to you personally and be happy to do so. We can set up a spiritual reading or do some counseling about your relationship opportunities. And, of course, if you attend our workshop, you will find that this is very transforming and will majorly change your life. I want to say also, too, that this is not just for a intimate partnership. This applies to all partnerships, whether it's a family member or a business association or a close friend. As you apply these principles, they work to all your relationships, and part of having a holy relationship is with yourself, with your spirit, with close allies and people very close to you. My point is you don't have to really be in an intimate relationship to do this workshop. You can come because what you practice and develop and learn will apply to many relationships because you are becoming more spiritually connected. And by doing so, then all your relationships turn into a spiritual partnership. And that's what the goal of a really high holy relationship is about, not just to focus on one person, but to learn to expand yourself to love many in many different appropriate ways.
And in closing, is there anything that you want to make sure our listeners leave here with?
Yes, I want them to understand to be gentle on themselves and to understand the process that they go through and work on themselves. If they're loving and gentle to themselves and do the work, then they will go through the transformation process of changing fear to love, and that through the techniques that they work on and the self-love and acceptance that they keep increasing, they will see major effects and major differences in all their relationships. The goal is not to necessarily have it work perfectly out with one person, although that is ideal, but the goal is to change yourself and trust your higher spirit that will guide you to be wholly yourself, and then find those partnerships that you share and grow and in practice and increase the spiritual awareness.
Wonderful. Thank you. What a wonderful advice for everybody. So if you are a person who wants to change or transform your relationship and become more holy and more complete and happy and joyful, have impact on yourself and on the other person, I strongly recommend you to buy Robert's book, In No Lost Relationship, on Amazon or on his website, spiritaura.com. You can sign up on his mailing list if you like to be informed about his upcoming workshop in New York City, scheduled for September 30th, and you can directly get in touch with him to get the reading and to ask any questions that you want regarding your relationship. Thank you very much, Robert, for your participation. I enjoyed speaking with you very much, and I hope our audience will get a lot of benefits from this call. Thank you.
And thank you very much. It's very a pleasure sharing with you, and I know we teach and share these same ideas and help people really grow. So thank you for doing this with me.